Move-in day, you know, it kind of took me back to my college days, you know, moving into the dorms for the first time. And, you know, I haven't been in the dorms since my freshman year of college.
Seventh round pick Elijah Lee is settling in for the first training camp of his NFL career. It's an exciting opportunity for rookies to get acclimated to the NFL and also prove their worth on the field.
Hey, go take that third linebacker spot, man.
I'm going to try my best.
Oh, yeah, take that.
Things were really about to get serious. You know, it's time to buckle down and get ready for a grind.
I want to say good luck this year,
sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But life at camp off the field takes some getting used to as well.
All right. You got a roommate?
I'm not for sure. I'm about to actually go find out.
I'm going to go find out. All right, man. Stay healthy. Have a good camp, all right?
All right. Thank you.
My roommate is Jaleel Johnson, D lineman. Our first night, I woke up in the middle of the night to him making noises, and then he actually hit his head on the wall, so I had to wake him up. So now every time he makes a noise, I throw a pillow or I throw something at him.
Elijah Lee has played football his entire life. To him, preseason practices are nothing new.
Beautifully done by Elijah.
But even before he was an NFL player, late July still meant reporting to an NFL training camp.
My first year is in high school in St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Chiefs host training camp for community service hours. We had to work the camp and work security, so I kind of got the rundown, but I didn't really know the behind the scenes and how serious it was and all the meetings and stuff like that that goes with it. You know, you watch the TV shows and they kind of glamorify more than what it really is. They forget the grind part. And I mean, at the end of the day, you can't forget that part because that's the most important part instead of the 17 weeks during the season.
Head coach Mike Zimmer took a new approach to camp this season. The first three practices were held for first-year players and select veterans only. This allowed the younger players to grow accustomed to camp life and the coaches more time to work with the players individually.
Actually, all four of the rookies we brought in have done a nice job so far. Elijah Lee showed up as a really good athlete. He can run. He can get to the perimeter fast. He's still swimming a little bit mentally, but I think the more and more he gets it and the more reps he gets, he's going to be really well.
We had the opportunity to get a lot of reps, even though, I mean, a lot of us, you know, you get tired towards the end of practice taking 40 reps. But, you know, you have to cherish those moments. We kind of got a head start, you know. I feel like I've been able to play fast and not think as much.
We want them to learn the fundamentals of the defense, and starting with the techniques, the steps you take, the way you take on a block, the drop you take in a certain coverage. So we want them to get those fundamentals down, so that's natural once we start game planning for opponents, that they know against this route, I'm taking that drop, okay, but I'm not thinking about it, and I can just react to what I see and play fast.
Playing fast is the goal early on for young players. It can take time to catch up to the speed of the game at the NFL level. Fellow linebackers Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks know this. They were rookies not long ago. Now, they're the veterans this year's rookie class is looking up to.
It's a starstruck moment because growing up as a kid or growing up through college, you look at linebackers like these guys and, you know, now I get to play next to them and learn from them and, you know, it's a great opportunity. The only thing that's different is we have more people, so we share reps. You know, everything's still serious. You know, you're still trying to focus, execute, and get everything done the right way.
With the guidance of the veterans at his position, Lee knows the door is open for young players to make a difference in their first season, because that's exactly what the veterans did.
I'm trying to make the team. And, you know, some of those guys are kind of established. And, I mean, they still work hard. But, you know, it's kind of different for a rookie coming in because you want to get that foot in the door and get that first year in because then, you know, after your first couple of years, you know you belong. You know, everybody's trying to feed for their family. So everybody's at competition, and whether they were here last year or they weren't here last year. Everybody's trying to make that 53-man roster. And, you know, that's what everybody's focused on. I mean, that's the mindset whenever you go grind every day. There's no tired days. You have to be on your toes and be ready to go because if you slack off, your competition is going to get ahead of you.
Lee knows that early on, special teams may be the key to getting on the field.
Well, I've taught guys that have been really good special teams players in college that have been very well coached, that are experienced, and I've coached guys that have no idea when they come into the league. And if they have the right attitude, if they love the game of football, you know, if they're talented enough athletically, then we can utilize those skills and strengths.
Oh, yeah, I'm big on that right now. I want to learn every type of technique you can use on special teams to help me get better each day. Come from Kansas State, you know, that's what we take pride in, is being the number one special teams in the nation. So it wasn't much of a change in mindset or anything like that. You know, you just have to go out and get it and compete.
You know, I love working with these young guys. It's like that every year. Most of the time I'm prepared to work with a young man that has no experience on special teams. And if he does have a little bit of experience, that's even better.
For Elijah, playing in his first NFL game is a moment that has been years in the making, and he's ready to make his moment count.
Just have the opportunity, you know, to be yourself inside your uniform. Just to put on a Vikings uniform, you know, it'll be a surreal moment.